role of faith in a multicultural society, the challenges facing the French Church, and the enduring message of the Marian Shrine of Lourdes. These themes are likely to be at the top of the papal agenda for the next few days during Pope Benedict's pastoral visit to France. With just a few hours to go until the Pope leaves by plane for Paris at the start of this four-day visit, organisers are putting the final touches on preparations that have been going on for months in the French capital and in the small town of Lourdes at the foot of the Pyrenees in southwestern France. After arriving at Orly Airport in Paris, the Pope will meet with President Nicolas Sarkozy before addressing intellectuals and other representatives of French culture and society at the recently restored Collège des Bernardins. On Friday evening, he celebrates Vespers at Notre Dame Cathedral, and the following morning visits the French Institute and celebrates Mass in front of the former military hospital Les Invalides. Among the church leaders welcoming Pope Benedict on this, his first visit to France on Friday, will be Bishop Jean-Yves Riocreux, head of the Diocese of Pontoise in the northern suburb of Paris. He told me more about the expectations ahead of the Pope's arrival in the French capital.
Since the end of August, the preparations are going very fast because the groups, because the priests, because the religious want to be part of the different celebration of the Pope, mainly on Friday with the Vespers in Notre Dame of Paris and the Mass in the center of Paris Saturday morning. And we expect tens of thousands of Christians coming for this papal Mass, concelebrated with 30 bishops, bishops of the Île-de-France, the province of Paris, and the Archbishop Cardinal André Ventrois, and also hundreds of priests will concelebrate at this Mass, which is the only Mass we will have in Paris. And the last papal Mass was for the World Youth Day in August 97 with John Paul II.
Going back to the Vespers in Notre Dame, you yourself are a former rector, aren't you, I believe, of the cathedral?
I was rector before me becoming bishop between 2001 and 2003, and it's a very special place, as you can imagine, and it's a meeting point for many visitors from all the continents every day, but Friday afternoon, it will be very special since it will be the Vespers with all the consecrated people as priests, seminarians, religious, and the site himself of Notre Dame of Paris. And the liturgy will be wonderful, and it will be also the address of the Pope to the very dedicated people working for the Church here in France.
Like most other European countries, though, the priests are facing a huge challenge, aren't they? Shortages of vocations and so on. What are they hoping for, do you think, from this visit of Pope Benedict?
The encouragement by the Pope. I am sure that what says the Pope last in April in the States or in July in Australia will be the same. And I read also very, very carefully what the Pope said when he was on vacation in the north part of Italy, and mainly encouragement for the priests working very hard for the spread of the Gospels and the building of the Church. And I am sure also it will be very impressive because here in France, fortunately, we have many young priests coming from France, but also from many countries, because we have a special link with the French-speaking countries of Africa studying in Paris. And it will be very impressive to have the French Church, but also the Universal Church around the successor of Peter.
The debate in France at the moment over laïcité, over the separation of church and state, is very much in the news again, isn't it, ahead of this papal visit?
The President Sarkozy, when he went in December in Rome to meet the Pope, made a very important speech about the new situation of religion in France. And he said in the state is not against the religion, but they are for religion, because the religion, and especially the Catholicism, was very important in the history of our country. But what was decided 100 years ago with the separation between church and state is now in a new situation, because we feel that the religions are very important also for peace and also for the mixing of population. We said the church contribute to the lien social, to the social link between the population. And I think, especially in a diocese like ours, where there are very mixed populations, and they are happy to be Christian and happy to be in France.
You're also responsible for interreligious relations, aren't you, for the Bishops' Conference?
And I am very happy to notice that the Pope will meet the Muslim leaders, especially at the Bernardin, where the Pope will deliver his speech, and he will have a time just to greet them. And it's very important for France and for diocese of the suburb of Paris, since we have many Muslim community. But I can say, as bishop, that we have good contact with the leaders, and it was very important that the Muslims would be part of the papal visit.
What else do you see as the highlights of this visit? That speech, as you mentioned, at the Collège des Bernardins will be very significant, won't it?
I think it will be one of the most important talk that the Pope will give, since we know that he's part of Académie Française, the Institute of France, as foreign members of the Institute of Moral and Politic Academy, and he's part of France. He knows the French culture. He speaks French very fluently, with a very, very nice German accent, and he's known as one of the great thinkers of our time, and it will be one of the highlights of the visit, and for sure also the mass here in Paris, and the pilgrimage in Lourdes, since the Pope is coming for the 150th anniversary of the apparition of the Virgin Mary to Bernadette Soubirous in Lourdes.
Bishop Jean-Yves Rieucreux, head of the Diocese of Pontoise in the northern suburbs of Paris.